Hello everybody, welcome back to my channel. I am your host, Davin James. Glad to be here with all of you guys here today. If you're new here, please remember to like, subscribe and comment to my channel. It helps a bunch with the YouTube algorithm. I'm sure you already know that. But it helps a bunch. It shows YouTube you like my content. Therefore, then YouTube starts promoting my content a bit more to you guys, which would be very nice. It also helps me gain a lot more subscribers as well, which is the main goal of my channel. But today, I'm going to talk about the review scores for Spider-Man 2 PS5, which comes out the day of this release, actually, which would be the 20th of October. I have pre-ordered the game, but my pre-order did not come to the day after, which would be the Saturday, the 21st. So it kind of sucks, but, you know, extra 24 hours won't be that bad to wait in terms of how long I've been waiting for since the release of the first game and the spin-off Miles Morales, so it's all good. But with that being said, let's get on with today's episode, shall we? Okay, so this is really impressive. I haven't seen anything like this probably ever or in a really long time. Not trying to sound dramatic, that's just how I generally feel. Like, when it comes to reviews, you usually get, you know, depending on what the property is, you usually get a good bunch of reviews. Mixed in with that, there's usually one or two that are quite mixed or quite negative. That's just how it is, because everyone's got their own personal opinions on it. A form of entertainment that they are experiencing for the first time. But to say that Spider-Man 2 PS5, its review scores make it one of the top games in terms of rating wise, top rated games of 2023, is fantastic. I'm really impressed at how well this game is doing in terms of reviews and how many people are really excited for this game, including myself as a lifelong Spider-Man fan. And I cannot wait to get my hands on this game when I get round to it eventually. Which would be like the first day it comes, but yeah. So far, Marvel Spider-Man 2 is doing incredibly well in terms of critic review scores, with the review embargo having lifted earlier this week, the 16th of October. PS5 exclusive currently sits a hugely impressive 91% on Metacritic, based on a whopping 120 reviews. As the headline states, that score puts them on the highest rated games of 2023. Across all platforms, a 91 pushes the superhero sequel into 12th place for the year so far, but is topped by a bunch of titles that don't have anywhere near the same number of reviews to draw from. Only the likes of Street Fighter 6, Resident Evil 4, which I still need to complete. I'm very lacking on that, but I'll get around to it eventually. Probably next year, but you know, you never know. Baldur's Gate 3 and The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, are on a similar level. On PS5 specifically, Marvel Spider-Man 2 is the 6th highest game rated game of 2023, and here's how that list looks. Baldur's Gate 3 has a 96% score with 34 reviews. Resident Evil 4 has a 93% score over 131 reviews. Tastris, I don't know how you pronounce that, so I do apologise. Tastris Effect Connected, 93% score, 8 reviews. I wonder why I only had 8. I mean, the rest here are quite, well, okay, apart from this one here, but for the most part, you know, most of them being quite high reviews. But nonetheless, Street Fighter 6, 92% score, 98 reviews. KuCon, 92% score, 9 reviews. Marvel Spider-Man 2, 91% scores, 120 reviews. For comparison's sake, the first Spider-Man on PS4 has an 87 based on 129 reviews and already stellar score. So this looks like it would be a real achievement for the developer Insomniac Games. It's funny because, like, before the release of Spider-Man PS4, I had no idea who or what Insomniac Games were. They were not a game studio that came across my radar, at least, you know, attention-wise anyway. So when I first found out they were doing a Spider-Man game, I was like, okay, cool. I'm interested in seeing how this looks. And I've seen a bunch of trailers like, wow, okay, this game looks really beautiful. And I was hooked right then because, you know, I'm a lifelong Spider-Man fan. Just like, hell yeah, I'm going to support anything Spider-Man related, like, I could get my hands on. because I'm a big nerd. And then they did the spin-off, Miles Morales, which was quite fun as well. Both games, really great games, really fun and epic adventures. And then Sony announced they were doing Spider-Man 2. Like, hell yeah, wicked. But also, they were doing a Wolverine game from the X-Men, Wolverine. I was like, yes! Epic, awesome, cannot wait. Like, I love Wolverine. More specifically, like, I love Hugh Jackman's version of Wolverine from the X-Men movies and whatnot. I've not read many of the comics, but then again, I've not really been much of a big comic person in general. Which is nothing against the comic, it's just, I don't know. I just never been much of a big reader, I suppose, for some like, weird reason. But I thought, yes, Insomniac Games making a Wolverine game, cannot wait. Very excited. Right now, they're still in like the development phase, so it's going to be a while until we get the game. Probably like sometime 2025 would be a rough guess, top of my head. Maybe 2026, I'm not too sure. These games can take a while, and you know, anything can happen with, you know, there could be a bunch of delays and, you know, stuff like that. So it could be a while yet until we see the game, which is fine. I don't want the game to be rushed. Practice makes perfect, as they say. So take as long as you need, Insomniac. Do not rush this game whatsoever. But I'm very curious as well to see, like, I don't know how well Miles Morales did in terms of sales. I know it did okay. Like, it did good numbers. I don't know how giant those numbers were, but it did good numbers nonetheless. But I'm interested to see if they'll do another sequel for Miles Morales. Considering Miles Morales is a big character right now, because in the animated movies, we've had two Miles Morales movies. And both times, they've done blockbuster numbers. That character is very popular right now, and a certain audience are really liking what they're getting from the character of Miles Morales and probably wanting to see more of him. Like, many fans have been begging for a live action version of Miles Morales for a long time. We kind of got that in Spider-Man Homecoming, Tom Holland Spider-Man. There was a reference to Miles Morales, but we don't actually see the character or hear from the character. But his uncle, who we know from the games and the comics and whatnot, the Prowler, he was on the phone to Miles, like, yeah, sorry, Miles, I'm going to be late picking you up, or whatever it was. And that was our first introduction to Miles Morales in live action, apart from the fact we don't actually see or actually hear from him. But yeah, I think it's overdue time to have a Miles Morales character in the MCU, or not even in the MCU as such, but like, in Sony's little Spider-Man universe that they got going on. You know, whether it be the MCU or just his own universe, I'm fine with it. I just want to see Miles Morales on screen eventually. It'd be really cool. A lot of people who can relate to the character, who really like the character, they feel the same way. Like, yeah, we want to see him. Like, the animated movies are great. They're doing really well. But we want to see him get his time in the sunshine with the live-action version of the character. So whether or not that happens remains to be seen. But I would like another Miles Morales game as well. You know, depending on where the story takes place in this game, like what happens with the character after this game, we'll wait and see. But overall, I'm very excited for the release of Spider-Man 2. Cannot wait. It's going to be an epic adventure again. I know I've said a word already. I still don't understand why exactly Insomniac doesn't release this for both consoles, like PlayStation and Xbox. Like, the game's going to make a lot of money on its own, just for PlayStation alone. But I think it would make even more money if you had it for Xbox as well, because then more people could get their hands on this game. I guess Sony's like, well, if you really want to play this game and you don't want a PS5, then they're going to want to go out and buy a PS5 so they can get their hands on this game. So it might be like just like a marketing thing for them, which is, you know, fair enough, because they are a business. They do what they can to sell copies of the PS5 console and also, like, the game itself. So fair play to them if that's their business model, but I think at the same time, maybe it's too cost effective. I don't know. I don't know much about the gaming industry. I try and learn bits and bobs as much as I can, but in terms of, you know, the higher ups, the suits, I don't know what their model is or how they organize their business structure in terms of the games, you know, the release and, you know, stuff like that. But hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoy Spider-Man 2 if you are planning on playing it. If you are planning on playing it, let me know your hype in the comments below. How hype are you for the game? I think this game is going to be really fun. A lot of people are going to lose their minds over it. They already are losing their minds over it, which has been really exciting to see. And I really cannot wait to see what Insomniac continues to do in the future, beyond like the superhero games. Right now, they're one of my favourite studios, and I cannot wait to see what they do in the future, and how much they expand in terms of their video game library. But with that being said, thank you all for listening to this episode. Until next time, take care, stay safe, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.